This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. As we roll into the third hour of the program with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
So we're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, the plastic bag ban. We got an update on what's happening out in California as a result of that, and it's not good news at all. But first, to your phone calls and thoughts. Sarah's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I want to argue the point of the red light camera tickets are invalid because you have no accuser. But I say that you do have an accuser, the people that are viewing the photos of you running the red light and pulling into the crosswalk and traffic violation, that is the accuser.
You mean the corporations that the government has hired, like Redflex, for instance, to run these red light cameras? Is that what you mean?
Right. So they have a document, a picture of you running the red light, okay? So the people that are viewing the pictures, they are the accuser.
But they don't know it's you.
Can the accuser prove an injury? Because that's what I really want to see before any jurisdiction could be given, is an actual injury. Where's the injury? Where's the harm?
Well, the injury is that when they do T-bone, as you're running the red light.
Well, yes. Then if there is a collision, yes, there's an injury if there is damage done. But what if somebody just, runs a light at, 2 o'clock in the morning when there's nothing going on, or they are like me? I technically ran a stop sign yesterday. I had four horses in a trailer, and I came to a stop, and I didn't want to stop real fast and knock the horses down. So I went about 5 feet over the line. If there was a red light camera, I would have, got a red light ticket, and nobody was around.
Or turning right on red. That's also another way they'll hit you at some of these red light cameras.
Oh, so really?
You can safely make a right turn on red. Well, if it says no right turn on red and you've done it safely, then you'll get splashed that way, too.
Or the right turn, if you don't come to a full and complete rock-back stop at the right turn on red, like you're supposed to come to a full stop and then proceed to turn right. If you just say, oh, everything looks fine here, I'll keep going,
Sarah, you've never driven a car, have you?
Well, you know what? I could definitely tell you, I almost got hit by a car turning right, pulling into the maybe 100 times over. I'm lucky that they stopped like a foot. Or have to jump out of the way. That is a very, very dangerous traffic violation. But you guys excuse yourself because you're not the one that's almost getting hit.
Well, stop jumping out in front of cars. I mean, I've been on the streets before. I've walked places, and as long as you're paying attention and, looking at where the cars could possibly come from, you won't get hit by a car unless some madman jumps up on the sidewalk and runs people down, as just happened in London.
You got to look left. And in Keene, it has that sign
to remind people
to look right when you go down that one-way street.
Sarah, did you know that Redflex, one of the companies that is has teamed up with governments around the country to install these red light cameras, that the former CEO is being sentenced or was sentenced back in November to 30 months in prison?
I never heard of that.
Well, here's the story from the Phoenix New Times that says a federal judge has sentenced the former CEO of Redflex, Karen Finley, to 30 months in prison for her role not in murdering somebody or anything violent, but in a bribery scheme to win photo enforcement contracts in Chicago. The district judge, Virginia Kendall, also ordered Finley to pay $2 million in restitution, telling the 57-year-old Arizonian that there is no sense of corporate social responsibility there, unquote, and that the case had significant impact on the public. Still free on bond, Finley has been ordered to surrender to the U.S. Marshal's Office by January of this year. She'll serve her sentence concurrently with a 14-month prison term she received last month for a similar but smaller bribery scheme in Ohio. Finn
looks like the red flex is getting in place, Sarah, not because of the value of red light cameras to the community at large, but in fact to bribes to public officials.
Yeah, how does that make you feel?
Well, you know what? That's kind of bewildering because, did you know, we have 5,000 pedestrians killed last year in America, and about 300 people per week get killed by drunk drivers, and they could be documented on the cameras. I just can't believe that she's being sentenced. I feel like it's injustice has been being done.
You think it's an injustice? You think she should be allowed to bribe governments?
Well, you know what? I really don't think that is true. And I just think that...
Okay, so you're disagreeing with the findings...
You didn't know anything about it. We read the story to you, and now you don't believe it's true.
So you're disagreeing with the findings of two federal courts.
Well, you know what?
I've done that before.
You've never looked at a shred of evidence. You've never looked at a shred of evidence whatsoever, but you don't think that this woman was bribing anybody.
How do you feel about cars generally, Sarah?
Cars? The thing about it is that... Well, it does help us get around, but the drivers can be more careful. They just don't want to be, you know, and when they're cameras,
they want to hit people.
I can tell you, I want to be careful. I do not want to hit anybody. I do not want to cause anybody any harm. I don't want to damage any property. I don't want to, you know, cause anybody to die. So I think most people are actually pretty cautious with how they drive, at least here in New Hampshire, maybe not so much in New York. But people here are generally very courteous, very cautious. And thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. You're absolutely irrational. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Paul is in Fort Mojave, listening on K-Talks. Hello, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
Never mind. Sarah takes the bus.
She does. She sure does.
So we don't even get into that. Gentlemen, what do you think about all this uncovering of the... the stuff that's been about the Trump thing. I mean, what do you guys think?
Which
about
Trump
that?
Thing?
The Russians?
I mean, that it might actually be true that he wasn't off, that people were really listening in, and they really listened in to us.
You're talking about the...
You guys, the most conspiracy theory people I know.
We're not conspiracy theory people,
but the thing is, I just want to see more evidence. The cable news networks are constantly batting this one way and batting it the other. If you listen to Fox, you think one thing. If you listen to MSNBC, you're thinking another. And I am I'm not ready to fall down on one side or the other of this issue yet. There's just more evidence.
Well, didn't the government admit or something that they were tapping Trump? Didn't I see headlines about that?
I don't know.
I saw some headlines about that. Yeah. We know the technology exists for them to literally data mine every single transmission, every phone call. Snowden talked about this. So, you know, they can do it. They have all the money. They can print the money. They can borrow the money. They can point a gun at me and make me pay the money. So I'm sure, if they're able to do it, that they are doing it. That's just my personal opinion. They are logging everybody's phone calls, everyone's text messages, and they are listening in to people who they flag or, you know, have certain interest in or whatever. I'm absolutely sure they're doing it.
About 10 years ago, maybe 15, maybe I'm getting a little older, but outside of Utah, Salt Lake City, in between, we won't discuss where it is, they built a big place, and it was for the mainframe to store all the stuff.
Yeah, I remember that.
NSA building that apparently they have a huge amount of water they had to divert to cool the computers that are watching over all of us and in all likelihood, recording every interaction. At this point, we don't have proof, but... They're doing everything but recording every interaction.
They certainly could.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It looks like there's still some debate on this Trump wiretapping claim. Is it true or is it not true? I thought I saw headlines that it was true. But FBI Director James Comey, according to the BBC, said on Monday, confirmed to the House Intelligence Committee, the agency is investigating possible links between Russia and Trump's associates as part of a broader inquiry into Moscow's interference in last year's election, but he disputed Trump's wiretapping claims.
But he's just the FBI.
That's true. There's the NSA and the CIA, as we just learned from WikiLeaks about 2 weeks ago. The CIA has all kinds of listening capabilities that people didn't realize that they had. So which agency's doing the spying? Maybe more than one. Who knows? 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar power generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, whether it's the Bitcoin controversy, red light camera corruption, anything goes here on Free Talk Live. And you can join us on Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
Also, you can call in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Ready to start your own website? How about a blog? Well, you can easily do it with HostGator. They're one of the top hosting companies out there. They are award-winning, and they've got a 99.99% uptime rating from web hosting stuff. You go to HostGator.com/FTL, and that gets you 50% off, 50% off of their regular hosting prices. That's a special deal for you as a Free Talk Live listener. It's a great company. They've got simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So go to HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let me tell you a little bit more about the Redflex story here, because we did bring it up with Sarah on the line. But first, we go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
I know, Jay Loon, you'd rather talk about Redflex with a mental status like Sarah, even though I happen to live in the city where that company grew up, and I don't mind them a bit. But that two in the morning thing's pretty good analogy. What about two in the afternoon when Shay and Scottsdale Road, where the cameras are is heavily traveled? Anyway, by the way, no, I don't work for him, and that wasn't funny, Ian, but you have to laugh because
it was funny, actually.
It wasn't funny at all. But, Jay Loon, I want to have a conversation with you, and I should like to say that Bitcoin will never be the world's reserve currency. It's manufactured out of thin air, and it's just a cyber currency that people buy with the U.S. dollar, unless you're a sap and you would buy it with
gold. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and correct you, because you're wrong at this point.
No,
it's not manufactured out of thin air. It's manufactured by miners. And I'll just put you on hold so I can rebut your false statement. It is created by the people who mine the Bitcoin, and they are doing very complex cryptographic math problems in order to mine Bitcoin into existence. And part of that mining process is to verify the transactions on the network and make sure that they are
secure.
Yeah, but
they don't create it in the sense that they get to decide how much there is. There are 21 million Bitcoins available.
That's true.
Total. At this point, there are maybe 15 million that are sort of revealed, and the miners don't control the amount. Whereas with the U.S. dollar and the euro and just about everything else, central governments, central banks, at the behest of governments, actually do create money out of thin air.
It does take energy to create Bitcoin.
That's right. A lot of it.
Like my brother was mining Bitcoin with graphic cards, 7 years ago, and he bought an expensive fancy Bitcoin miner 3 or 4 years ago, and he basically only used the thing for about 6 months because it was at the point where the electricity it was consuming cost more than the actual Bitcoin it was producing. So it does take energy to create Bitcoin, unlike a Federal Reserve note, which is literally takes no energy to create.
Well, I mean, they have to spend energy to run the minting press.
They just digitally create it, just put another zero on a bank account or something.
They can do that. That's true. Go ahead, James.
It's 21st century Western Union, that is all. And gold could be a reserve currency like it was in the past, Jay Loon, because it's actually a real thing that people for thousands of years have valued, and it's very scarce. That's why it's worth a lot of U.S. dollars as well. And
again, I was thinking,
you buy Bitcoin with U.S. money. That's what it's worth. Why it's worth?
You buy gold with U.S. money too.
You buy it with U.S. money.
And but you buy gold with U.S. money.
And Mark Edgington, you're more than welcome to make like Ernie Hancock and give and make like a statist, anti-statist, and give the cops my phone number to have them call for me to answer to your alleged me wanting
you
to
address.
Kill you.
I thought you wanted to have a conversation with Jay.
I'm addressing something I didn't get to address last night because you dumped my call, and then he suggests I wanted to murder his family again. Mark Edgington, I hear you're doing quite well. But I should like to explain to the audience, Jay Loon, that if Mark Edgington and I had somebody murder,
I'm going to give you one more chance to have a conversation with Jay. Go ahead now.
Jay, believe 9/11 is inside job. Yet Mark Edgington once screamed into the microphone, the fact of the matter is the people in the Pentagon deserved it. Leave aside, there were human beings on that innocent man drone called Flight 77. if I had had anybody that I know or love on Flight 770, Flight 77 or in the Pentagon, Mark Edgington, I would have made like Mark Edgington and bashed his head in with a wrench.
There you go. He's a,
yep, there you go.
Once again, you can't have a call. No, hold on.
You
before
don't
you go on.
This earth.
No, no, listen.
Get off my earth.
Don't give it a call. He's not going to listen on the line here.
There can't be a call until he talks about my death. I mean, every time. The man's obsessed with my death.
He sounds like a violent dude.
He's willing, and he has stated, that he is willing to burn my house down with my wife and child in order to cause my death. He talks about it every time he comes in. The man is absolutely certifiable. I've called the police. They won't do anything about it. You know, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, well, they call him Crazy James, and he proves that correct. And, you know, and Flight 77 going into the Pentagon, if it really was just a plane that crashed into the Pentagon that made a hole maybe the size of a dump truck or whatever.
It's a strange size hole, that's for sure.
Yeah, it definitely plane hole would be a little bigger, I think. But that is like the most heavily surveilled like piece of real estate in the United States, from what I understand. So how come they didn't release all the footage from every surrounding place?
Yeah, there was only like one angle or whatever that came out.
What, 5 seconds or something?
From a gas station, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's really strange. So, I don't propose to know, and I'm only going to, all I can say is the government says that a 747 hit that building, so what can I say otherwise? But it makes a good point. Like, why? Are you telling me the Pentagon? There weren't cameras outside the Pentagon? If people are doubting that this occurred...
Yeah, why not release all the footage?
Wouldn't it be... Yeah, wouldn't it be behoove the government to release the footage? It would seem like something that was traveling into the Pentagon. And by the way, it got really, really low. Those guys aimed that plane real good, you know? You think it would benefit the government to say, hey, look, it's a plane. See? Plane.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Certainly plenty of red light cameras up and about in some cities. And Ms. Karen Finlay is now going to prison. She had already been sentenced to 14 months on a different case out of Ohio, a bribery case. Now she's been sentenced to 30 more months, or it's going to be concurrent, so it's not going to be consecutive. But anyway, she's been sentenced to quite a few months in prison, 30 months for a bribery case out of Chicago. She pleaded guilty, by the way, in 2014 to several bribery charges in Ohio, and in 2015 to conspiracy to commit bribery in the Illinois case. So... guilty plea, they didn't even need to put a case on against this lady. They had her dead to rights. Following her admissions of guilt, she testified against ex-Chicago transportation official John Bills, who was sentenced to 10 years in prison in August of this year following a jury verdict, which may be why she took the plea deal, because she might have been facing many, many years over this. The sentencing hearing last week, and this was written in November, marks a rough landing for the Cave Creek resident and first-time offender who wrote in a letter last month to the judge in the Ohio case that thinking about her future left her numb with terror. And again, more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio here on Free Talk Live.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What does the ex-CEO of Redflex in the United States have to say for herself? We get a little bit more from that story with you in studio. It's Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
If you like Free Talk Live, then you can help us by doing your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live. We'll get a portion of your purchase price.
Please do.
It's that simple. It works for us. It works well. Amazon, otherwise they're just going to keep everything. So if you just go to regular old Amazon.com, Amazon keeps everything. Same prices when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, except they're cutting us on most sales like 7 to 8%. Electronics, I think, is only like 4, but almost every other category on the site.
That's pretty good. I didn't think it would
really
be that
good.
Much.
Yeah, it's like a really good deal for us.
It's an extra click for you, you know, probably a tenth of a calorie.
Just the first time, because if you go once to shop.freetalklive.com, then choose your Amazon. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. Then you click on that, so that's two extra clicks, Mark. So you have to type in shop.freetalklive.com,
but yeah,
and then
you have to type in Amazon, otherwise,
right. And then you click on the choice of Amazon's. As soon as you get to that landing page, that first Amazon page, you bookmark that, and then you just go back to the bookmark.
Then go to your relatives' sites and bookmark it for them, too.
That's a sneaky thing to do, but, yeah, you could do that. And, again, it doesn't matter because you're paying the same prices. It's the same great Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Abel Freeman. He's on the line. That doesn't sound good.
It is weird.
Sounds like he's a chipmunk right now. Something is screwy with the sound card there. So we're going to see if we can get that remedied maybe in a little bit. Now, PhoenixNewTimes.com reporting on Karen Finley, 57-year-old Arizonan, who is now going to have to pay a $2 million restitution fine to, I don't know who she's paying it to, but... Anyway, she's
the people of the city of Chicago?
She's been found guilty in both Ohio and in Chicago of bribery charges. She's going to be sentenced, or has been sentenced, to many months in prison, 30 months in the Chicago case, 14 months in the Ohio case. And she once commanded respect.
It's interesting that, I mean, this is a high-paid lawyer that's able to pull this off because two state sentences running concurrent to each other is a bit unusual.
This is federal court.
Okay.
Finley once commanded respect in the law enforcement community owing to her work to provide Arizona and other states with photo enforcement cameras. Finley, who lives in Paradise Valley, reportedly wept at the hearing and apologized to the court and the public, saying, quote, "I'm sorry that my conduct has contributed to the public's mistrust of the government," she said.
I wonder how many people got beat, arrested, or their cars towed and impounded because, well, they had a red light ticket and,
And they didn't pay it.
And then the license gets suspended. And then, the cop doesn't like the guy because, whatever, he's a bad cop. And he, throws a guy. I'm sure that this woman's caused thousands of people tremendous aggravation in their life.
Finley said, according to the Chicago Tribune, where reporters had exposed the kickback scandal 4 years ago, she said, "I'm ashamed of myself." Redflex is an Australian company that runs its North American operations from an office in Phoenix. They continue to serve several Arizona cities, including Paradise Valley. The small, high-income town just east of Phoenix was one of the first municipalities in the nation to use photo enforcement. Retired Paradise Valley Police Chief John Winterstein wrote a letter to the court urging leniency for Finley, asserting that this marks the first time he's ever made such a request for a criminal defendant. Winterstein, a long time...
first time.
Long I'm sure time. Redflex makes nice donations to the local, Paradise City Police Officers Association or whatever.
And, of course, he is a longtime photo enforcement supporter, wrote in a June letter that Finley is, quote, "personally and singly responsible for saving many lives nationwide," he claims.
Now, the cameras that were up in Paradise Valley are the speed cameras, right?
I believe these are red light cameras. Redflex.
So it was my understanding that Arizona was the start for of all these speed cameras everywhere. So I was a bit confused.
Maybe both. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Redflex does.
I thought Redflex did both. They had a contract for speed cameras too. So speed cameras. So it's worth pointing this out. Red light cameras kill. And the way that they kill is that in many cases, first the town gets red light cameras, right? And a whole bunch of money comes in because every person running a stoplight suddenly gets a ticket.
Right.
And then they pay the ticket, and all this money comes in. Well, these people do this for a series of months. Call it 4, 5, 6 months, right? And then they're like, "Hey, we don't like paying these tickets, so we're going to stop," which is the goal. And then the revenues, now these politicians have gotten used to getting these big bucks coming in, the revenues begin to dwindle. And what has happened in city after city, town after town, place after place, around the world and throughout the United States, the politicians or the people, the bureaucrats or whomever it is does it, they begin to creep down the length of the yellow light.
That's right.
In order to catch more people so that they can get that money back in. They're not looking at this as a deterrent like you are. They're not looking at it like a citizen is. They're looking at it like a line item. Ways to get money.
Yep.
It's cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching every time they want people to run red lights, okay?
It's not safety. It's revenue.
Sure. So people are slamming their brakes on at lights, and people are getting rear-ended. And in some of these cases, people are certainly injured. In some cases, they die. 30,000 people die per year in automobile accidents. And these red light cameras just add to that.
He claims, the police chief, that Paradise Valley single-handedly saved Red Flex when it ran out of cash and couldn't pay its bills, devoting public money for a one-time $225,000 infusion into the company. After evidence revealed her involvement, Finley confessed that she was aware that Martin O'Malley, a Red Flex consultant, was bribing, she was bribing Bills, I'm not sure who that was bribing Bills, the second in command at Chicago's Department of Transportation. Oh, yeah, that's the guy with the 10-year sentence.
The 10-year sentence, yeah.
I wonder if they bribed him to shorten the yellow light time a
good
little
question.
Bit.
Yeah, and what Red Flex does is, my understanding in many cases, that they manage the red light cameras and the tickets, setting the tickets and all these things for these cities, so the cities just get a check. They don't even have to do the work.
Invoicing, right.
And so Red Flex, of course, takes skims off the top there, too. Not illegally, I mean, it's all part of the contract, but they get some of it.
So this guy served as a high-ranking precinct captain for the Democratic Party. The company overpaid O'Malley, who then gave Bills about $2 million over 8 years to ensure Red Flex thrived and expanded in Chicago. Bills and O'Malley would meet at restaurants to exchange envelopes stuffed with cash. Bills also accepted golf games, hotel rooms, and the use of a Gilbert condominium for his efforts. Though Finley never received a direct payment, she was well compensated as Red Flex's business grew. She reportedly was paid about $500,000 per year in salary and bonuses. O'Malley received a six-month federal prison sentence in September. Red Flex officials blamed part of the corruption scandal on one of its star salesmen, Aaron Rosenberg, a company vice president based in California, who helped pay off Mr. Bills. After the company sued Rosenberg in an Arizona court, he alleged that Red Flex routinely bribed public officials in 13 states, including Arizona. This is their business model, is what it sounds like. No evidence of a similar bribery scheme in Arizona was revealed in the case. Prosecutors gave Rosenberg immunity for his cooperation, and he was never charged. A New Times
report. It's funny that they call that bribery if you give money to one of the politicians, but if you, what Red Flex does is gives money to
the whole
all
government,
the politicians, all the whole government, the bureaucrats, and all of them. That's not called bribery.
A New Times review of the situation last year showed the company contributed thousands of dollars to local Democratic and Republican coffers in the 2000s, which such donations are perfectly legal, if not expected, of a company that seeks political favors, as the New Times points out. Finley's actions cost the city of Chicago, which could have negotiated better speed camera contracts. So there you go, speed cameras, in that case, if not for the corruption. But they also had far more reaching consequences, according to the U.S. District Attorney in a sentencing memorandum. Quote, bribery is a two-way street, wrote Zachary Farden, the U.S. attorney who prosecuted the case. He said corrupt public officials cannot rob taxpayers without private counterparts willing to feed their corruption. This egregious behavior has contributed to the public's delusion and cynicism about Chicago city government.
Oh, don't worry. Just because it's Chicago, it's all government. But people do think that a bit more about Chicago. But there's a long history of it. Chicago has more governors in prison than any other state. All the other states combined. Illinois. Yeah, has more governors in prison than all other states combined. It is a title that Illinois has earned very thoroughly, and it doesn't have
much
to do with
it. They won't stop here. Yeah. More coming up here, 855, 450 free. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Moments remain, enough time for you. If you want to dial in now and join us here, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can support Free Talk Live directly by going to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is your $5 a month, which is what we ask for you to join the AMP program, we'll get you some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and there's more features that you can get. Just get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, yeah, the AMP Facebook group. That's another big one there where you can interact with other Free Talk Live amplifiers and hosts of the show. So some cool perks, but also you can feel good because that $5 is being invested into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board. We're actually going to be getting back on this weekend in Tupelo, which I'm very excited about. Our longtime affiliate there had taken us off the air back when Clear Channel took over and they became iHeartMedia, and now they're coming back on for weekends. So Sometimes we get even former affiliates to come back, which is always nice.
We get even iHeart affiliates to come.
That's right. Yeah, we get some of the big companies out there, and it's all possible because we're able to reach out to these guys and effectively market Free Talk Live to them, go to the conventions that we can attend and schmooze with the big wigs and things like that, buy them a satellite receiver if need be, and we might be having to do that with this certain island station that we can't officially announce yet, but they're airing us on a test basis. So hello way out there in the Pacific. You're still welcome to call us, even though we're out there on a test basis.
Is it live?
It is not. They're doing a delay broadcast at the moment, but we may end up live on that station.
You'll have to do the math. We're on from 7 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m.
Eastern
time.
Every day. So, yes, you can always join us here toll-free and take control of the airwaves. But if you support Free Talk Live and you like the fact that we're getting on more radio stations with the ideas of liberty and peace, then please get behind the show with the AMP program. You can use Bitcoin. You can also use altcoins because, we don't actually have that built in yet. If you want to use altcoins, email me. We'll hook you up. We'll do it an alternative method. But built right into the site, we got Bitcoin, we've got PayPal, and major credit cards. So please get behind the show, get the perks at amp.freetalklive.com as we go to Ademo Freeman. He's in jail in Warren County, Ohio. You had been offered a plea deal, Ademo, and you haven't taken it, and now it looks like you're going to get bonded out. What's the latest? I've heard there's some good news in your situation.
There's some really good news. I've had two bits of good news this week, and I'll start with the first, is that on Monday I was indicted, and as some of the regular listeners might recall, I was initially charged on three felonies, two F3s, one F5. The F5 has been dropped, which is good because even though it was the lowest one, obviously less felonies, less charges is better. But my two F3s were previously one for the concentrate, one for the flower. So they also dropped the concentrate.
This is marijuana. This is THC concentrate and marijuana
flower.
Yeah.
Right. And so they dropped the THC concentrate and then added the F3 trafficking. So the F5 used to be the trafficking. So essentially, I did kind of get rid of two charges. I believe they dropped the concentrate due to Ohio having a medical legalization of that substance here. But that was the first good bit of news, is that, you know, I'm not fighting two possessions. I'm only fighting one and one trafficking.
Okay.
I think that's better for my case. And then today, I went in front of a magistrate, and my bond was lowered from $75,000 to $5,000. It was a dramatic decrease. And
no doubt.
I have no idea why. But, yes, by this time tomorrow, I'll be out of a cage.
Now, didn't I hear that it was a different judge or a different magistrate than it was previously?
That is correct. This is, the court I was in before was a small-town city court. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not too experienced in these things, and so, like, my case might look larger than it is to them. And so the common pleas court probably sees more drug cases,
mm-hmm.
and so maybe not as much of a big deal in terms of needing so much money to assure my appearance, you know, and maybe also my lawyer argued more efficiently, I believe, in this round, or effectively, excuse me, that, you know, I've never fled, I'm not a flight risk, and on top of that, I am a nonviolent person, and the community is fine with me being a free individual.
Right. Now, the previous judge had mentioned GPS tracking as part of the bond terms. Is that still attached?
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. No, that was removed as well, but I am put on what's called PSI, pre-sentencing investigation, which is basically probation before conviction. So I will have to report once a week to somebody, tell them what I've been doing, most likely give them a UA, a urine analysis. Correct, and go about that. That's a little disappointing, but to get out of the cage and properly prepare for my case and fight this from the outside is something that I did sign on the dotted line and agreed to do.
Okay. All right. And so you're likely going to stay in Ohio, I would imagine, during the duration of this situation. Is that part of the term?
100% correct. And, yeah, I mean, people should be looking forward to seeing more recent blogs from me. You know, I have plans. It's going to be a couple months before I end up in court again as far as serious court case.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is a really good sign, you know, and it's a good start. You know, they were beating me up pretty good early, but I seem to be rebounding here as of late, and I really want to reiterate to, you know, the folks who have helped me and supported me, you know, and you guys as well, providing me this outlet, which, you know, may just let them know that, you know, these charges are ridiculous, and, you know, the war on drugs is a failed war, period, and hopefully a first step in maybe some right directions in some, you know, courtroom battles.
Well, I appreciate.
Good luck.
Yeah, go ahead, Jake.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with these criminal psychopaths you're going to be dealing with, and
I wish I could be there to help support you. Obviously, we're all the way up here in New Hampshire, and you're missed very, you know, I miss having you around, man. I know that.
Hopefully, I can get free of these charges and make a visit, but, you know, you guys do plenty of support from afar. You know, I think this is all a good reflection of, you know, the support I have gotten, including what you guys are doing. Putting me on these airwaves is really, really appreciated.
Well, I told Virgil Viduva, who's one of the guys on the ground in the nearby vicinity who's been helping you out behind the scenes there, I told Virgil I want to get a picture of you as soon as you get out of the pokey, you know, right out in front, just to show everybody that it's true.
You know, I'm usually known for that, so I'll definitely oblige.
All right, good deal. Anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight, Ademo?
That's it. Just thanks a lot. Check out coplock.org for the most recent, and I'll probably start posting parts of my diary, which are the diary of a drug war victim, which I've been writing since in here. I'll continue to do that as well, but give you snippets of what it's like when you're accused of such victimless crimes with no violence.
Excellent, and I hope that you'll continue to call us, even though you're on the outside and will likely be busier with things. It's easy to call us inside the jail because you got nothing else to do, so hopefully
we'll certainly keep
in touch.
Court dates might come a few and far between on the outside now or these updates, but I most certainly will keep you guys posted when things arise.
All right, brother, good luck getting out, and we'll talk soon. That's Ademo Freeman from copblock.org. In jail now, pre-trial for a good solid 6 weeks since he was arrested for allegedly possessing around 20-something pounds, 26, I believe, pounds of cannabis and some concentrate.
A whole lot of weed.
As well. Let's go to Abel Freeman. I checked his Skype connection. He sounded good during the break. Abel, are you with us?
I am, man. Hey. I have a real quick thing. Hey, welcome back, Mark.
Thank you.
And good to hear from you too, Jay. I have information that you know, I followed the 9/11 stuff from the get-go, and basically the details on what we know about what happened around the Pentagon are that there were, a double-digit number of cameras that had a view of the so-called plane entering, and that all of that recording was collected by the FBI and has not been released other than that one video. So basically what's going on is the there's other information there that they don't want us to see. And this has been my problem.
Yeah, that's how people get when they don't get information. And, you know, in a democracy where we're all supposed to be able to make these decisions, we're going to have a very difficult time deciding who's going to be the ones who are going to lead us if we don't get enough information. And I agree that it's weird. I said it was weird that Obama didn't release a birth certificate that looked like my birth certificate. There's just all kinds of these sort of weird things, and people get... They get upset when they don't get information.
Well, you know, and I don't get upset anymore. I mean, my point on all of this is that they should be out of business. Their behavior is bad enough that we should not be paying any attention to them.
You're talking about the federal government? Yeah, that'd be great, but they tend to be pretty good at commanding attention because they've got men with guns in jail cells. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, but I do agree that we need to ignore them as much as we possibly can and, of course, secede as soon as possible. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.